Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, Season 3, Episode 8, and Disney Part 3. Yes, that's right, friends. We have been waiting for this episode. It is my fault and my fault alone. But here's the warning for you. This is going to be a longer episode. So if you have no interest in Disney, if you have no interest in the parks itself, maybe this would be the episode for you to just skip and go to the next one. However, you might find yourself listening to this episode and wanting to go to Disney. So who knows? Give it a shot. But friends, today on the podcast, what I want to do is walk through three of the parks that we went to. And by I say we, my family, as I'll tell you later, I only went to two of them, but I felt like I went to the third just by walking them through the experience through the app and things like that. We did not get to go to Hollywood Studios. We did not do some of the other things that you can go to. But what we did was we planned a trip around these parks. I did some research, listened to these podcasts and watch some vlogs, things like that. And we laid out a plan to experience the parks. And what I want to do today is just kind of walk you through these parks because the maps are a little overwhelming. The first time, if you're new to Disney, you look at a map and you're trying to figure out what's going on, trying to figure out a game plan, trying to figure out Genie Plus and these other things. The goal of today is to help you navigate in an easy way to try to figure out what's going on. Now, keep in mind, we stayed at a Disney partner hotel, and so we were able to do early entry. For those of you who don't know, if you stay on property or a Disney family property, partner property, you get in 30 minutes prior to when everyone else would get in. So there is actually a rope drop before the rope drop, if you will, and the rope drop happens specifically for early entry people, and that's what we did. So we got to these places knowing that we were one of the first people there. Now, my daughters, who at the time were 7 and 5, they don't mind getting up early. They get up early every day. So this was not an issue for us. It was a great, great experience, way better than I thought it would go. But what I want to do today is kind of talk through it. Our first park was Animal Kingdom. We did not stay on property, so we had to drive in and a little bit of a drive, but ultimately got there super early. We got there approximately an hour before the early entry, maybe 45 minutes, and we were right in the front of the parking lot, and we got to go even further front because my father-in-law was basically confined to a motor scooter for the trip, and so we used handicap parking, and we were in the very, very front space. So you park there, and ultimately, you can go get in line, and so as we were kind of getting some things ready, I told my father-in-law to take our two daughters to go get in line to hold our space, but what he did not realize is there is a security line before the actual line. And friends, if you're going to Animal Kingdom, keep this in mind. So when you go to Animal Kingdom, you'll come to the security line first. They don't let you loiter there. So they came back to us and said they wouldn't let us just hang out. But what they didn't realize was that was just the security line. So you go through security. They check everything to make sure you're good. You go through, you know, the metal detectors and everything else. And then you walk to the entrance of Animal Kingdom where the ticket booth is and all these. And then they have different stations there for you to get in line and get ready to go. Now, that is important to know because this is the main gate. This is where you want to get in line. And ultimately, this is how you begin your journey. Now, you find a line that ultimately looks like it's working. The green light is ready to roll on the scan in. Make sure your watch is ready to go. Your magic band is ready to go. This is so much easier than trying to flip through passes on a phone because once the rope drops and once the gate opens, it's time to go. Now for us, when we're looking at Animal Kingdom, there were some Genie Plus priorities. There's not a ton of rides at Animal Kingdom, but there's a lot to do. And so for us, we were looking through several Genie Plus priorities of what we wanted to do. Now, Avatar, when we went, was individual lightning lane only, which means you had to purchase one of those lightning lanes to get a specific time. So our plan was, let's go to Avatar first, because if we go there first, we'll get in line first and we won't have to wait as long. And so then what, with that in mind, we wanted to do a Genie Plus on another priority so that as soon as we finished riding Avatar, we could walk to another ride. So for us, What we did was we did the Genie Plus on the safari. Going on the safari in the morning is great because the animals are out, they're getting fed, there's a lot to see, and you don't have to wait in line after you have completed Avatar. So there's other Genie Plus priorities, though. You can do Everest, Navi. The rapids were closed when we were there, so we didn't have to worry about that. But Navi River Journey is a popular one as well. But in our mind, our plan was this. We wanted to go ride Avatar first and then make our way around the park. So we secured Safari, went straight to Avatar, and then, friends, it is a long line just to walk through, even if there's not a line standing there. It's almost about a 20-minute walk just from the entry point to get all the way to the ride, but we went and straight did it. And here's a little tidbit of information for you as well. If the line gets long, which it will, you can always try at the end of the day. In fact, the rule is if you are in line when the park closes, you get to stay in line. So they don't close the actual line of the ride until park closing time. So what you could do if you really wanted to ride it twice is get there early, rope drop it, and then come back at the end and also ride it again. Now, for the Animal Kingdom and the map, I want you to think of it like a wheel where the middle is kind of the tree of life. And so as you walk in, you will go to the tree of life, the middle section of the park, the center, and then everything else is kind of a spoke going out around there. And then there's kind of an outer circle, but it's not a full circle. It's kind of almost about a 270-degree circle around. You can always cut through the middle area to get from different place to different place, but you can mostly walk on the outside, but you can't get all the way around. So the middle is called Discovery Island. There's where food, there's things there. There's also where you're going to find Moana. You're going to find different princess options and different characters. There's also an experience there called Tough to be a Bug, which is fantastic. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It's a great interactive experience. Definitely would do that again. But from the entrance, everyone is heading to Avatar. And so if you don't want to go there, go somewhere else, because everyone is making their way as quickly as possible to go to Avatar, which is in the Pandora region. And over there you have Avatar and you also have Navi River. Now, our original plan was to do Avatar, Navi River, and then go to the safari, but Navi River wasn't open. There were some issues with the ride, so we weren't able to do that. But after we did Avatar was a phenomenal experience. Both of my girls loved it. It was great. The whole family did. It was great. We went to the Africa section. Now, in the Africa section, you have the safari, which is amazing because it's real-life animals, and you get to see different things, and every trip is different depending on what's going on and how the weather is and the temperature throughout the day. So you're never going to see the exact same experience twice. So the safari is great. There's also the Lion King show, which is a great show, very interactive. My girls loved it, super fun. We did a Genie Plus for that, so we didn't have to worry about kind of going through a specific line as well. So once we signed in for the safari, we go ahead and grabbed a Genie Plus for Lion King show. You also have the Gorilla Falls area where you can kind of walk around and see different gorillas. There's food vendors there, different food options for you to try. And then there's also a train you can take to Rafiki's Planet Watch, which you just need to be careful because there's only one way out there and one way back, and it's not always an easy time to figure out what's going on. From there, if you kind of go around the park some more, you go over to Asia. Now, in Asia, there's several things. You got Kali River Rapids, which was closed when we were there in January. They were doing some work. This ride, you will get wet if you do it. So here's a little tidbit of information for you. If you have a stroller, if you have something else to take, or maybe even a bag, take a pair of flip-flops with you. And as you're in line, take off your shoes and socks because they will get wet, and put on your flip-flops because that will be an option for you to stay dry. Nobody wants to walk around with wet shoes and wet socks the rest of the day. There's also the Jungle Trek. This is also where Everest is. Everest is a great ride. My oldest loved it. We rode it a couple times. We used the Genie Plus for Everest. Fantastic ride for that as well. And then there's also the Feathered Friends in Flight show, which is a great show about birds and some comedy and different things like that. And even this, I would say, there are some differences between show to show because there are live birds making decisions about what they're going to do, and they don't always do what they're supposed to do. So Asia's great. I would definitely recommend riding Everest a couple times. We did it. And then if you kind of go around again, you get to what's called Dino Land. Now, Dino Land is more of like a glorified fair. There's you can spend extra money, definitely some traps to spend extra money there. But there's a Boneyard playground there, which is phenomenal. My girls loved spending 45 minutes to an hour playing on the playground. There's the Finding Nemo show, which was really, really good, but it's inside. It's air conditioned, which is great, but it also provides a place for you to kind of nap. So if you don't want to nap during a show, don't go right after lunch. But the Finding Nemo show is great as well. You have Triceratops Spin, which is just a ride that goes up and down and gives some options for little ones to kind of control how high we go to left to right, all those kind of things. The ride Dinosaur is over there, which is, man, it's jerky, but it is a great ride. It's dark. It's a little bit scary maybe for little kids, but my daughters loved it. A lot of fun. And then you also have different characters over there as well. In that area, you can see Chip and Dale. You can see Daisy and Donald. You can see Kevin as well. Just a great park, and you can also go back to Avatar at the end. And so that's kind of just the way we attack the day, going around the park and different things. Now listen, you can bring food in. So there's tons of food vendors for you to try, some good options, but don't be afraid to make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and bring them in. But if you do, do not wrap them just in plastic. Maybe bring some Tupperware, because them squirrels know how to get to the food. So, Animal Kingdom, you definitely need to go. I think this is a great park. I thoroughly enjoyed this park. Would definitely go back to it just because of all the things you can do. It closes maybe a little earlier than the other parks, but it's just great. Great, great experience. You can spend a whole day there, so you don't feel like you have to do a half day there. Just a fun, fun family atmosphere at the Animal Kingdom. Now, for us, we got back. We started getting ready for day two. Day two for us was Magic Kingdom. Yeah, that's right. The OG. This place was great, but you have to understand a couple things that's going on. So we did some research. We're not staying on property. We can't take the monorail there. And so, unfortunately, there is very, very there's no parking right by the gate. See, everyone has to take some sort of public transportation unless you are on one of the monorail lines. So you have to go and park, and then you have to go through security, and then you can either get on the monorail or you can get on the ferry. Now, we got there super early, and when we first got there, the only thing running was the ferry. And the ferry takes a lot of people, and ultimately it moves people straight across the lake back and forth. But as we were coming through security, there was a guy standing there, and I just started to have a conversation with him. And he was trying to push people to the ferry, but then he said to me, I'm just not wanting the monorail to get overwhelmed as soon as we open it up. So we stayed there 3 extra minutes, and we hopped on the monorail, which put us first in line at the gates for Magic Kingdom. So now we are in line, Magic Kingdom. We have already done our Magic Bands. We have already done Genie Plus and picked our first ride. We have already done a virtual queue. For virtual queue there, you have the ride Tron, which is fantastic. We'll get to that in a second. And so there's some different priorities as we're sitting there. We've already got these things. We've already got our virtual queue. But for Genie Plus, there's several things that kind of go quickly. And so you have to keep this in mind. There's Peter Pan, which is an old classic ride, but it goes really quick. And that what I mean by that is if you don't grab it early, it goes late. The wait time is later and later and later in the day. You have Haunted Mansion, you have Space Mountain, you have Big Thunder. Some of those rides are huge draws when it comes to Genie Plus. For us, here was our game plan. We wanted to go ride Seven Dwarfs because that one did not have Genie Plus. It only had individual Lightning Lane, which means you had to purchase it if you wanted it, which we didn't do. So our plan was this: get in line, get as quickly down the park as we could, and get to Seven Dwarfs, because once we were there, then we could kind of fan out. We grabbed Peter Pan as our Genie Plus. The reason for this is it's not too far away, so as soon as we got off of the Mine Train, we could hop over to Peter Pan, ride it, and then scan again, and then suddenly all of the Genie Pluses start to open up for us. And so that's kind of what we did. We had our virtual queue. We had Genie Plus with Peter Pan. We did early entry of Seven Dwarfs. Now listen, as you enter into the park, man, everyone is kind of running. There's some people that don't care. They're taking pictures, which is great. takes you straight down Main Street USA with the castle in the background. And if you're trying to get to the early entry, to the rope drop for Seven Dwarfs, you go in and then kind of veer to the right and keep going all the way back until where the rope holds you, because that's going to be the best place for Seven Dwarfs. We were probably 10 people back from the rope by the time we got there. Different reasons, pushing wheelchair, stroller, all these kind of things. But even in that, my daughter and I went through, and it only took us 15 minutes to get through the line and to ride the ride and to be done. So if you rope drop it, that's the way to go. Do early entry, Seven Dwarfs, and get the day started. Now, from there, what we did was we went to Peter Pan, and then we began scanning different things and what's around there. Now, here's what I want to say specifically about the Genie Plus here. There are many ways you can use Genie Plus that a lot of people don't even consider. So, for example, it is a great use of using Genie Plus for princesses. And normally the most princesses have one, at least one, but two scan-ins so that they kind of keep people from recycling. But these are great because you're not waiting in long lines, and it gives you a time to come back to where you can actually just go right to the princesses. The area that also is a great use of Genie Plus is if you grab it at least 30 minutes before the parade. The parade has a Genie Plus seating area that is premium seating where you don't have to sit out there for hours waiting. They put you in a specific little space where the parade comes straight at you right before it makes the turn. It is great, great use of Genie Plus. And so we used them for the princesses in the parade. We used them for about 15 other ways that day as well. So don't fall into the trap of only using two or three, four Genie Pluses. You can use them for almost anything. You just kind of have to map it out. Now, also, as we go through, let me kind of walk through the layout and the ride. So you enter in Main Street USA. There's shops, there's assistants. You got the castle views. You can take pictures. There are different spots for you to take pictures. You can get on the train here to Frontierland to go to Fantasyland. This is also where you would meet Mickey and Minnie. And from here, you decide where you want to go. If you want to go to Adventureland, it's to the left. If you want to go to Frontierland, it's kind of like on 9 to 10 o'clock on the clock. If you want to go to Liberty Square, it's just off to the side. If you want to go to Fantasyland, you go straight through the castle, and it's in that area back there. If you want to go to Tomorrowland, you veer to the right. So let's kind of walk through these, what all they have. Things are constantly changing. In fact, some rides are being taken out. Some rides are being put in. New Tiana ride should be opening soon. All of this is there. Now, for the Adventureland to the left, you have the Swiss Family Treehouse, which is a glorified treehouse for people to kind of just go up and explore the trees. Don't waste a ton of time there, but it is a good place to kind of use time while you're waiting maybe on a Genie Plus to come back, or you need a little rest, things like that. It's a great option. Additionally, they have the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, which is a ride, not too fancy ride, but it's right there. It's also where you can meet Aladdin and Jasmine. In fact, what I did was I got in line to meet Aladdin and Jasmine while my girls rode around on Magic Carpets. When they got off, they were right at the front of the line. It was a great, great timing. There's also Jungle Cruise, which to me is not amazing, but people love it, like for nostalgia reason. It's more of a joke cruise, like it's, you don't see real animals, but there's, what makes it is the captain of each boat tells jokes and different things like that. It kind of goes over the heads of kids, so it's not super fantastic. But, you know, it might be worth a trip if there is no line. You have the Tiki Room, which is a show. You have Pirates of the Caribbean, which is a classic. Definitely need to do it. Use a Genie Plus here. And then you also have Dole Whip, which is right across from the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. This is where you'll get your Dole Whip or Pineapple Upside Down Cape with Dole Whip. Great, great option. Now, if you continue on, you go to Frontierland. This is where Big Thunder Railroad is. One of the premium rides there. Definitely use the Genie Plus. I think riding it at night is a fantastic use of it. Later in the day, it's great. You can also hop on the Tom Sawyer boat and kind of go to Tom Sawyer Island, walk around. You got the Country Bear Jamboree, another show. This is where the future home of Tiana, that ride will be. You can also catch the train there to kind of get around the park. So Frontierland has, that's what's going on. As you walk around, you go to the Hall of Presidents at Liberty Square. You got the Riverboat, which is just a nice little ride. Man, there's so much to do, and you have so little time that you get to pick what you want to do. But ultimately, if you're willing to be patient, willing to have a strategy, you can do it all. We did Haunted Mansion, which is also in Liberty Square at night, which is fantastic. We used the Genie Plus, got right in. It was amazing. Then you got Fantasyland, which includes things such as the Carousel, which is great. Prince Charming's Carousel. Girls loved it. Mickey's Philharmonic is a show. So if you're waiting on a Genie Plus return time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, this show is right there. It's great. You got Peter Pan's Flight, which is an old classic. It's a Small World, another classic slow ride. Under the Sea is there, the Mermaid Ride. Let me just say this about all of these. You need to understand that the lines get longer on rides where there's a conveyor belt loading. So anytime there is some sense of moving walkway, moving ride, for whatever reason, because of the way it is, it's going to take longer to load because there's going to be more and more hiccups where they're going to have to stop the ride. So just keep that in mind as you're going through that. You got Barnstormer back there in Fantasyland, one of the classic goofy roller coasters. You got two Dumbos back there. If you use the Genie Plus, you go right to the front. You got Goofy and Friends you can meet back there as well. Winnie the Pooh is over there. This is where Seven Dwarfs the Mine Train is. And then there's lots of princesses to meet around. So we spent a lot of time in Fantasyland, but ultimately it was well worthwhile. We did all of those things that I just listed. And then if you go over to Tomorrowland, Tomorrowland's fun. It is kind of like the space age area, and this is where you get the Tomorrowland People Mover. Again, maybe it's raining. Get on this thing and just stay out of the rain for a little bit. Space Mountain is there. Now, wow, Space Mountain. Use Genie Plus for Space Mountain. People were waiting in line, and as we got into there, man, it was like we were passing lines and lines and lines and lines of people. But let me say this about Space Mountain. If you've ridden it as a kid, it'll be rougher as an adult. Man, I couldn't believe how rough it is. Some of that was I just had surgery 2 weeks before, but it is a great ride. My daughter loved it, but ultimately it is a jerky roller coaster, so keep that in mind. You got the Astro Orbit over there. You got the speed cars, which have no speed at all, but my littlest loved driving those around. You have Buzz Lightyear contest thing. Now listen, you want to get a high score on Buzz? Here's what you do. When you get into the room with the orange bot, shoot the left arm. If you see the claw above the ride path coming over, shoot that. Top of the volcano in the second room, shoot that. And then there's an alien in the box and the target at the bottom of Zurg. These are like master scores, things where you can rack up high scores. Just a little tidbit of information there for you. I know you didn't ask for it. And then you have the Monsters, Inc. show, which is a fun little show. And then now the main attraction there is Tron. Tron was amazing. Definitely a short experience, but it was great. And I will say this, the line, even with a virtual queue, is longer wait than what you might think. And so as you're thinking through this, grab a Genie Plus, maybe for an hour and 15 minutes from the time you're going to get into the virtual queue. It took us a good hour to get through that ride. And so that was something that you need to keep in mind as you're planning out your Genie Plus. Amazing day. We stayed from beginning to end. It was awesome. Definitely recommend it. Would go back. I do think this is one of the parks, even though it's the OG place there, it is somewhere where the nostalgia probably will wear off the more times you go, but it is great. And we really enjoyed it. And I think the more times you go, the more you can slow down and enjoy other parts of the park. And take your time experiencing all that it Magic Kingdom has to offer. Now, for Epcot, I took a flight home. I didn't go, but I helped navigate using the Disney Experience app. And here's what I want to say. If you're not staying on property near the back entrance to Epcot, so if you're not near the back entrance and not on property, don't bother rope dropping the ride Remy. And so, because you're not going to get in quick enough, it's going to be a long line. There's a back entrance over there, and so it'll take you too long to walk. So here was the strategy we laid out for our girls going to Epcot. First, we told them to rope drop Test Track. All right. Later on the day, it called for rain. It rains every day in Florida, so Test Track. I heard they're remaking this, but ultimately, Test Track cannot run in the rain. So if you want to ride Test Track, you got to do it first, especially in Florida, if you want a guarantee. So rope drop Test Track, and then grab Remy on the 7 a.m. Genie Plus. So at 7 a.m. when Genie Plus goes live, grab Remy because chances are you're not going to be able to get on until 9:30, 10 o'clock anyways. This gives you plenty of time to kind of work your way around. There's not a ton of rides on the Genie Plus at Epcot, but if you use them well, you can kind of hop from this little circle right where they are. We also grabbed the Guardians Virtual Queue, and so going into Rope Drop, they had Remy lined up. They had the Guardians Virtual Queue, and they were doing Test Track. I mean, they were going right out the way to enjoy it. Now, the way to enjoy Epcot for the most part is going to be food and experiencing all the different countries and places that it has to offer. So, but as far as rides, Remy, use Genie Plus and get a time. Frozen, I would say grab a time for Frozen after Remy. But listen, if you do Test Track, then walk to Frozen. Sometimes the line isn't that long as well. Test Track, do the Rope Drop, and then grab a Genie Plus later in the day. You get to ride it twice. And once you kind of hit those, all the other rides are right in the front of the park, kind of the front circle. And after you make the rounds to Remy, after you do Frozen, Test Track, that's when you would hit up those. Guardians Virtual Queue, you have to be registered for that park in order to grab it. So keep that in mind when you're trying to grab Guardians. I didn't get to ride it, but all of the feedback that I hear is it is the greatest ride at Disney. So make sure you get that virtual queue. Make sure you ride Guardians if at all possible. And then, like I said, keep your eye on the weather because Test Track can come and go. Now, one thing that is cool about the Genie Plus program is if you grab a Genie Plus for a ride that goes down, they will give you an additional ride and you get to bank that Genie Plus for later on. So my wife saw that it was about a rainstorm coming. She went ahead and grabbed a Genie Plus for Test Track. The weather comes, ride shuts down. She gets credited back that to go back and ride it later, and she gets to ride another ride on Genie Plus. So there's just a little strategy to use as well. Friends, this is just a quick overview of the Disney experience that the niece has had. Hopefully it's helpful to kind of help you get around and maybe look at a map and try to figure things out. Disney was fantastic for us. We loved it. We will go back. I don't know when, and it won't be a yearly thing. Definitely expensive, but you can save money, especially if you've listened to the other two episodes. But at the end of the day, create experiences with your family. And that's why you do research. That's why you do this. The reason that I put time and effort into figuring out a game plan is I'm trying to create the best experience for our family. And man, we had a fantastic trip. Our girls were amazing. We loved it. It was everything and more than I could have ever hoped for. And that's saying something. So friends, thanks for joining us. We are going to take some new angles in the next few episodes of the Nieces Nugs podcast. So there's your little tease. Look forward to talking to you soon.